Down to Studio 8, we're in the company of Inhaler, Eli, Josh, Robert and Ryan. Good afternoon, lads.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for having us. Album number 3.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And is there anything that people say about album number 3, you know, difficult second album? Album number 3.
Yeah, we've got no excuse now.
Yeah.
No,
you know.
Yeah. Apparently we're allowed to start getting weird now or something. That's what we're yeah.
doing. Is there a new producer?
Yeah. There is, yeah. Kid Harpoon. He's I think he's from like, I don't want to...
Kent.
He's from Kent.
Yeah.
And he has worked on Kings of Leon, which we really like, and Harry Styles, of course, who's massive. And
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus. So we feel, like imposters working with him, but we actually got on with him really well, and he's brilliant.
So it's more pop-leaning, is it? Is he?
We've always kind of leaned into pop. Yes. We've always written kind of pop songs, but he actually just... it feels like less messy, this record. Feels a little bit more like... what's the word?
Together.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's tighter, is it? It sounds tighter
to
me.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's important that you have a good relationship with a producer. How do you know?
Instantly. Yeah. We can tell it instantly, I think, if we've got like a good kind of, we're going to have a good time with somebody.
Just from that initial like first meeting we had with him, we were all like laughing about the same things, into the same music, you know, so yeah, it was very instantaneous.
It's kind of like a first date or something. Yeah. You know instantly if it's not going to go well.
There's going to be a second.
But what happens though if you don't like them? Because you've signed a contract.
We never did. We did some speed dating.
There you go.
We hadn't actually signed anything. Right. We scoped him out on a phone call.
Before the proposal.
He wowed us.
Yes. Yeah. Listen, congratulations, you're on the Studio 8 Hall of Fame.
Just seen we heard it. Yeah, what the hell?
Class.
So cool.
Yeah. And your dad's on it down the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh,
so it is. It's lovely. Have you looked at all the photographs?
I have. I saw, here I see, is Phil Lynott on one of those?
Don't know if he is. Sinead O'Connor's there.
Yeah.
Chris Shane is there. It's all good one of Shane.
Yeah, Shane McGowan's there.
Wow. Yeah.
And Inhaler. Well, half Inhaler. I think it's Eli and you, Josh.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Sorry, Robert.
I will
Ryan.
Say.
I don't know if I think I missed that session.
You did, because
otherwise it would have been a big thing.
It's when we got rear ended on the way back home in the car.
Driving.
What's worse
is that?
Well, they got in a collision, actually. Yeah.
What's worse is I was in the building that day anyway.
Oh yeah, Ryan was actually at the session.
I was
actually, cut out
yeah,
of Ryan
him,
but
no
I wasn't there, so I don't feel as bad.
I got the crap.
We're just talking, there's a lovely, I've mentioned it before on the show, there's a lovely wall of fame now outside Studio 8, pictures from over the years of everybody who has sang in this iconic studio. You have your own studio down the back garden. Now, the reason I say this is because Eve, your sister, who everybody knows, brilliant actor, she arrived down one night. Was it ye who were here, the Inhaler or some other band? We're down there. She gave this interview. Maybe you weren't privy to this.
Read me the quote.
We have a studio at the end of my parents' garden where we usually end up in the middle of the night writing stupid songs. I actually got kicked out of the family band for being too enthusiastic one evening.
It's true.
I noticed they're all in the studio together. I came in, grabbed the bass. I started slapping the bass and they said, "You got to go. This isn't our vibe."
That's actually 100%
is
true.
Is it? Yeah. Can she play the bass?
She can, yeah. She's actually she was really good at Guitar Hero when we were kids. She used to play expert level Guitar Hero.
Right.
That's probably why. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, you wouldn't believe it, but yeah, it was insane.
Robert, watch your back.
Oh, yeah. No, I know, yeah, sure. She's welcome to join.
Is she? Yeah.
She's welcome to have my spot.
Yeah.
I'll take her job.
Okay. Open Wide is out now. It's the third album and you're gonna sing Your House. From it for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Inhaler when you're ready.
Perfect. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Six or something. There I was, barefoot in the street. Thought I'd aim at gates. Thought I'd been there before. life on the street. I said, oh, oh, love, there ain't a slipping of night to cut me out of your life. I'm going to your house tonight. And there's gold in the sky, the city we tried, shining east of your face. Ooh, oh, thought you aim at her gate. To say, so, oh love, I'm gonna know where you won't find me. Maybe I sold love what it's worth on my street. I said, oh, oh love, there ain't a sharp enough knife to cut me. Going to your house tonight, leaving everything to you. So save me the trouble. As you're sliding into view,
great. Thanks so much for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. St. Anne's Park in Rohini later on.
Yeah.
That's Mark, a big one. That's a big one.
Huge, yeah. I mean, we're very honoured to be playing there. My God. Hopefully people show up.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. You have a huge fan base. So, Open Wide's new album, A Question of You, is out at the moment on single, if that exists anymore. Inhaler, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.